This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon, presenting the Dead Yeast Society Homebrew Club's Bataille des Bières, The Battle of the Beers, featuring homebrew tastings, brewing demonstrations, jambalaya, and music from Louis Michaud and Friends and Soul Creole, featuring Louis Michaud and Corey Ledet, coming up this Saturday at 4 p.m. More information at bluemoonpresents.com.
Neil Davis got his dough sweating this morning. We'll be right back.
All right. Ah, ça me fait penser à la Paris, là. Comme ça, il est fait à la Paris, oui. Son danse pas, écoutez. Mais la lésion, boy. Boogie woogie toute la nuit. Woo! New Orleans, ha! Quatre du matin, y'a pire. Ta bouche, j'ai dit, amusé, tu viens pour déposer ton lion, c'est des bons tournées. Oh oui, pour ma vie de vieille, ça y a que des bons
Clifton, happy to see you here. Since Monday, been back like that, and I hope Clifton coming back July. Clifton va revenir pour notre festival de jazz au mois de juillet.
Merci. July, c'est J. Juliette, Juliette. All right. Qui m'a promis l'amour?
Promise me love, Cliff say, I want it.
There is something on your mind. By the way you look at me, there is something on your mind, my baby. Baby, little woman, I think I understand. 'Cause my love, if you're not happy with me, baby, then I'm doing the best I can. Change your mind, you can always call my name. Oh, if you ever change your mind, baby, you can always call my name. Baby, yeah, I'll be here waiting on you to say,
church. It's a low-down dirty, low-down dirty church. I'm crazy about a married woman, crazy call her. It's a low-down dirty, low-down dirty. It's a low-down dirty, low-down dirty church. I'm crazy about a married woman, crazy call her.
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from five convenient locations, Jennings, Iowa, Iota, Lake Arthur, and Welsh, and online anytime at thebank-online.com. The Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Right, vous avez écouté le programme des haricots et passoles, Martin.
What? You got this thing all caught up in your chair over there. Ça, c'est quelque chose.
Prends-le.
Tu vas casser ça.
Prends l'Esther. C'est pour toi.
All right, you've been listening to something that we are doing behind the scene, but you were not supposed to hear this.
No.
What we were talking
about.
That's
okay.
Yeah. Andrew Papillion and Chris Domingue. I want to say good morning to them.
Okay.
And Michael Frank. Uh-huh. And then, of course, Camus from Laplusis.
I wonder what y'all cooking over there now, Donald. Yeah. I know them people always cooking.
Yeah, they always cooking.
They always cooking.
But I went by Dr. Gene Morris, and they are funeralizing and waking his sister, his only sister, last sister out of 12 children that is being funeralized this morning. Over the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And the funeral service will be at 11 o'clock, and the wake will go on until that time. So at the Immaculate Heart of Mary, so any one of you who want to go out and show your respect and support Jean, then I would suggest that you go out to the Immaculate Heart of Mary on Surrey Street, in the corner of Surrey and 12th Street, on this kind of cloudy and cool Saturday morning. This is JB, your host and co-host here on KRVS every Saturday morning.
Man. Yep. Got a lot of stuff going on. Mardi Gras, John. I mean, we got...
Yeah, we got Mardi Gras and going on now. And, in fact, there's a whole lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. We rolling now. Let's see.
Yeah. We got the 30th annual original Mardi Gras chicken run led by Philip Victorian.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to take place on February the 23rd. Those of you who are calling right now, would you just hold up for a little minute? And I know you may be at the door. We'll come out there and pick you up and open the door for you in a couple of seconds here. February 23rd, J.J. Place in Welch, Louisiana. Music by Keith Frank and the Swallows, Article Band. Starting off at 4 p.m. Gate open at 8 a.m. Ride starts at 11 a.m. Admission is only a few dollars. 12 and under are free. Four-wheelers and motorcycles are welcome. All riders must register at the gate.
Uh-huh.
They got free gumbo.
Uh-huh.
And further, if you want to contact or get some more information, call Philip Victorian, and he's standing by the phone right now, and Patrick Victorian. I don't know why them Victorians are in charge.
They stand on each side of the phone.
They stand on each side of the phone. Okay. Yep. The number is 337-433-5073, or Patrick Victorian at the same area code, 433-9607.
Right. And that is going to be on February the 23rd. Lawrence Arduin also will be having their Mardi Gras on February the 23rd, and that would be at the Civic Center in Lake Charles. This one is going to be going on in Lacassine, and they call Welch, but
yeah.
Lacassine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Philip is going to be having theirs in Lake Charles at the Convention Center with horses and four-wheelers are welcome also. And they will have Chris Arduin, Jay Paul, and Mr. Matoir is going to Rusty Matoir is also going to play for theirs. And that's going to be three bands over there in Lake Charles. And that will be February the 23rd also. And their ride leaves at 12 o'clock.
So there's, okay, the ride leaves on this one here starts at 4 p.m. And those are over there.
In
Lake Charles starts at 12.
Okay, so the ride leaves over there at 4.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then...
No, wait a minute. You got that wrong.
It says the ride
starts. The ride starts at 11 a.m.
Okay, so that ride starts at 11.
Yeah.
And then Lawrence M. Ride starts at 12.
That's right.
From the Civic Center. All right, and everything is about being safe for all the horse riders and all Mardi Gras. Horse riders, you got to maintain your horse. You got to know your horse, so don't get on a horse that you've never ridden before.
Especially in a crowd.
You're in a crowd. You're going to have a crowd because a lot of times, man, let me ride your horse. Yeah, go ahead. But you really don't know that horse, and then those problems causes Mardi Gras rides to go away because you start tearing up people's yard because you don't know the horse. You're falling off the horse. The horse is throwing you down. So a lot of activity happens with horses, and some horses have never been in a crowd before. So you got to be very careful with horses. You got to know the horse that you're getting on.
Okay.
You know, it's not like a four-wheel that has no brain. The horse does have a brain, and it's going to react, and they do get scared, and they are big.
Mm-hmm.
And they could be running over a lot of people. So please, if you're going to ride a horse, know the horse and be able to ride a horse. Don't get on the horse. It's the first time you ever rode a horse. Then some of them get on the horse with someone. Then the back legs of the person in the back is kicking the flanks of the horse, and then the horse start bucking running. So you have a lot of problems.
You got
so please,
a problem, man.
They are really, really stressing safety. And of course, a lot of people would love to shut down the Mardi Gras. But if we do the right thing at the Mardi Gras, then we should not have a problem. And the key is really listening to the captain. There are captains on all the Mardi Gras rides, and that is the person that tells you what to do, when to move, and please give them that respect and do accordingly. Metro Swallow will be having their Mardi Gras ride, and that will be that Monday before Mardi Gras. And that ride will leave, I think, at 10 in the morning, but get there early and just hang out. That's going to be at Andrew's Place as it normally is. So gather there and have a great time. But our ride is there is no four-wheelers. It's all horses. So, yeah, keep it safe. So let's be careful there. And we have a great ride, and it's a lot of fun. And Rusty Matry will be playing that dance that night at the Civic Center in Oakland. So that is what's going on. Big Mardi Gras parade in LeBeau Church grounds in LeBeau, Sunday, March the 2nd, 2014, beginning at 1 p.m. in the Village of Palmetto. Entry fee is $10, and the parade marshal will be Hope Ford from KLFY TV Channel 10. And after the parade, the chicken run, and the costume contest to be held on the church grounds in LeBeau. Trophies will be awarded. Live entertainment beginning at 3 p.m. by Leon Chavis and the Zydeco Flames, and plenty of good food and refreshments. For more information, contact Geneva Lemon at 945-4238, Joseph Irving at 351-3902, Octavia Irving at 945-6319, and Rose Dooms at 592-0025. John, whatever happened to our Sinla group? Remember?
Yeah, the
people from Sinla used to call and used to do all the trail riding, the Mardi Gras and all that stuff. We hadn't heard from them in a long time.
I don't know.
You know, they had the little Spanish lady with them and all of that. So I was just thinking about them this morning. Hopefully they're all well. And we also have Red Caesar coming from Elton, and they're here, I'm sure,
at the door.
We're going to get, and they're going to talk about their Mardi Gras, so we're not going to have to talk about it, but they can tell us about what's going to go on at their Mardi Gras. But the key to Mardi Gras runs is safety. You got to be safe at whatever you do. Safety is of utmost importance, and that protects everyone. And try not to tear up people's property. Try not to tear up people's property.
That's right.
You know, and that is so important. All right.
You know, Molly Richard from the Horse Farm, they are having, they're sponsoring their first Mardi Gras on March the 1st.
Okay.
I'm going to be telling you a little bit more about it, and they should be here next Saturday to talk about this. But they have a good plan, a good schedule on March the 1st, and they got a lot of activities. Just stay tuned.
Oh, yeah,
we'll keep you informed on that and what's going to take place.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of activity going up to Mardi Gras. A lot of people getting ready to have a little bit of fun. And we'll continue with more conversation about it. We're going to play some music, and then we'll come back and talk about the other Mardi Gras.
Yeah. You tell me.
Make it easy on yourself.
I'm the only thing you got left on it.
Big Buck, Mr. TV Man now. Celebrity of the TV on Jay Leno Show. Big Buck.
I'm the only thing you got left.
Look at that. Here we go again. Now what you gonna do? Add them old aces again. Two and two. Doesn't happen again. Another good hang. It wasn't nothing that I had played. Tell me, what can I say? Things just happen that way. Five-course stud. Yeah, yeah. Well, when the night is over, I'll be rolling in clover. If you take it on the chin, I hope you come back again. Five-course stud.
Thank you. Et toi,